Aid groups warn that a humanitarian crisis is rapidly escalating in the wake of Turkey's military operation in Syria. United Nations estimates hundreds of thousands have already been displaced. A short time ago, I spoke to Caroline Anning, who's World Vision's Advocacy Director for Syria.
In the last week, up to 200,000 people have fled. A number of civilians have been killed. We're unsure how many, but upwards of hundreds of civilians have been killed, including children and injured. We've seen the horrifying scenes that we've seen previously in Syria of mothers crying over their children's bodies, children crying over their father's bodies, unfortunately playing out again in northeast Syria and as aid agencies. We've been sounding the warning. We've been urging restraint from the parties to the conflict, but due to the very rapidly moving situation, many aid agencies have had to suspend some of their services and pull their staff out of some areas.
And we're talking about hundreds of thousands of people who have been displaced in the past couple of weeks, aren't we?
Just in the last week, yeah. So just since the fighting started last Wednesday, upwards of up to 200,000 people have been displaced. As I say, it's a very fast-moving situation, but that's the latest numbers from the UN. Most of those people are being displaced within Syria, so moving to areas further south where there's already a lot of people that had previously fled the fighting with the Islamic State that aid agencies are trying to help there. So they're moving to those areas, some people moving over to the border in Iraq in small numbers, but really people just picking up what they can carry, picking up their pets, picking up a bag of clothes and trying to flee to somewhere safer as the fighting advances very rapidly.
Changing alliances within that area as well. Russian troops moving into positions that the Americans previously held. The Kurds cutting a deal with Syrian authorities to try and thwart the Turks. How's that affecting things?
Well, that just adds to the complexity of the operating environment for NGOs, for charities like World Vision and others. You know, for us, the politics is not what matters. Who's governing the area is not what matters. What matters to us is that we can reach the people in need in a free and impartial way, that there's not interference in humanitarian convoys, that humanitarian aid workers are not targeted, which is a very concerning trend that we've seen elsewhere in Syria and wouldn't want to be repeated here. So that complexity on the ground does make it very difficult for us to operate because our staff don't know where it's safe to go. Aid workers don't know which checkpoint you can pass through, which one you can't, where you might get detained, where an airstrike is coming in. So the same as the civilians on the ground, they're also really at risk there.
How significant is the disruption to the aid agency work?
It is quite a significant disruption. So aid agencies on the ground are managing to continue their services, primarily, almost exclusively now, run by very brave local Syrian staff on the ground who, you know, despite maybe having forced to flee themselves, their own families being at risk, are continuing to try and get those services. Because I think this part of Syria, one thing to remember is there's a lot of refugee camps in this area where the people there are entirely dependent on aid for everything from healthcare to their children's schools to basics like water provision and their daily meal. So where aid workers have had to flee, people in some areas have been left without any services at all. So we're trying to scale up to provide emergency relief. The UN is working to try and get the water station that was bombed back on board. 500,000 people left without water. But there's no doubt that some vital services have been stopped, including hospitals and medical facilities.
That's Caroline Anning, who is World Vision's Advocacy Director for Syria.